Hello and welcome to Digital Insights, featuring topics from the BoagWorld.com blog. My name is Paul Boag, and on this podcast I offer advice on user experience and digital transformation. Today I want to talk to you, I want to ask you a question, actually. I want to ask you the question, do you trust me? Because if you don't, then you're not going to believe anything I say on this podcast. You're also not going to value my opinion, and you certainly won't trust me enough to sign up for my newsletter with your precious email address or part with any money to buy one of my courses. You see, trust is the cornerstone of any online interaction. Without it, people won't believe what you have to say, and they won't trust you with their money or their data. Unfortunately, trust is a very fragile thing that can be easily undermined, especially when it comes to initial impressions. And that is in part due to the halo effect. The halo effect, if you don't know, is our tendency to judge an entire experience based on a single initial characteristic. So, in our case, a user's initial interaction with your website would be enough to undermine the sense of trust in your offering. In other words, unrelated factors can influence how you feel about a company and, by extension, our likelihood to complete a call to action. Trust might be hard to earn, but it is incredibly valuable. And that's because we have a desire to say yes to requests from those that we trust. We want to please them. And that raises the question about the kinds of things that we can do to shape people's impression of our company and, in particular, whether they're willing to trust us. One such area is how professional we appear. Poor design quality and mistakes in spelling or grammar can undermine the perception of professionalism. Because of the halo effect, users will wonder whether your poor quality carries across to your products or services that you offer as well, and they'll presume that because you've demonstrated a lack of attention in one area, that this will be reflective of your operation as a whole, and that's going to impact conversion rate. But the perception of professionalism is relatively minor when compared to the role of communication in building trust. I once got grounded by snow at Dallas Airport. Every flight was delayed and passengers were left stranded. I found myself sitting on the floor opposite two check-in desks. Immediately outside one counter was a crowd of angry, demanding passengers. Meanwhile, in front of the other check-in desk was only one or two passengers waiting patiently while the rest sat or wandered nearby. It was apparent that these passengers were confident that the situation was under control. They trusted their airline to sort the situation out as efficiently as possible. But that wasn't the case at the other counter. So why were these two check-in desks so different? Planes and passengers from both airlines were in the same situation. It wasn't like one was getting preferential treatment from the airport. The difference came down to how the two airlines were communicating with passengers. The airline with angry passengers had told customers that they would come back to them when they knew more, and they hadn't appeared since that initial announcement. There'd been no updates. By contrast, the other airline provided an update every 10 minutes whether or not the situation changed, and it hadn't changed. Because passengers were updated continually, they were able to trust that the airline was working hard on their behalf. That's the power of communication to build trust, and it applies just as much to digital channels as it does to airline check-in desks. By keeping customers up to date about the state of their interaction, we reassure them that everything is under control, and that builds trust. That works even better when the communication is transparent. I hate privacy policies and terms and conditions. Companies typically couch them in legal terminology that are inaccessible to most people. Copy like this undermines trust because it gives the impression the organization has something to hide. You see companies making similar mistakes all the time in all kinds of copies. They try to hide or justify their behavior. And a lot of online copy seems more about ass covering than it does helping customers. But just as a lack of transparency can undermine trust, so transparency can help build it. For example, in the very early days of photo sharing site Flickr, they faced lots of server issues. It wasn't uncommon for users to be unable to access their photos, and it was beginning to undermine trust in the company. Then the unthinkable happened. They lost, admittedly a small number, but they lost a number of users' photos entirely. Unsurprisingly, this blew up online. Flickr faced a massive PR disaster and the utter collapse in trust in the service. Most companies would have released a carefully worded statement offering a half-hearted apology without opening them up to any kind of legal reprisals. They would then have gone into great detail explaining why it wasn't really their fault and reassuring people that it wouldn't happen again. However, Flickr took a radically different approach. They posted an apology entitled "Sometimes We Suck," in which they sincerely apologised and expressed how unacceptable the situation was. They then went on to explain how they would prevent a similar thing happening in the future and how they would compensate users. The post was so sincere, open and transparent that it went a long way to recovering the lost trust the company had experienced. It was such a refreshing change from the world of lawyers and corporate protectionism. Some other companies have taken this approach of transparency to the extreme. For example, there's a social sharing tool called Buffer that publishes everything you wish to know about the company online. Everything from their product roadmap to the salaries of individual employees. It's an approach that makes you immediately warm to the company and trust them implicitly. It's apparent and obvious that they've got nothing to hide. But there is another feature that both Buffer and Flickr share in the way they communicate. They're not only transparent, but they also maintain a very human tone in their communication. I'm regularly amazed how perfectly normal people turn into corporate machines when they sit down to write copy for their website. Their communication style changes entirely from being warm and friendly and approachable to suddenly being distant, cold and utterly dull. If we want people to trust us, then they have to feel like they know us, and copy is one of the best ways of introducing something of the company's culture and character. Don't be afraid to inject some humour into your writing. At the very least, you should write in a way that's actively engaging and has got a more conversational style. Let me give you an example of some copy that I found on the University of Essex website. It says, "As well as ensuring students make the most of their potential through their academic studies, the University of Essex also provides an environment which caters for all the needs of its students through offering a range of accommodation, catering, facilities and an active student union, sports and the arts." Setting aside for a moment that's one single long sentence, the tone of voice fails to engage the reader personally. By referring to the reader as students instead of you, and themselves as the University of Essex instead of we, it actively puts up a barrier between the reader and the writer, and that does nothing to build trust. By rewriting the copy in a more accessible, friendly and relaxed tone, things improve dramatically. So I've rewritten it to read, "Student life is about more than just studying. We support you in everything you're looking for, from accommodation and catering through to an active student union, excellent sports facilities and an engaging arts program." Not only is that a lot more engaging, it's also considerably shorter. Without a doubt, how we present ourselves in our writing, our openness and our communications all influence whether people are willing to trust us or not. However, all of that is ultimately words. It's our actions that count the most. I'm going to go ahead and presume that your company delivers a product that is great and is worthy of users' trust. However, you can undermine that work if you're not consistent in your behaviour. Nothing makes users more nervous than worrying about whether the supplier is going to do what they say they're going to do. We have to be reliable and predictable if we want to build trust. However, even if we're utterly reliable in the delivery of our products and services, we can still leave prospective customers doubting us. Once again, this comes down to the halo effect. Take, for example, the blog on your website. Do you post to it regularly on a predictable schedule, or are there months where there's nothing? Are you consistent in blogging or sending out email communications for that matter, or responding to inquiries in the time you said you were going to respond to them? Being consistent in this way matters. It shapes a user's perception of you. Of course, on an individual basis, most users won't be able to express why they're unsure about a company or unwilling to complete a call to action. However, you will find that these factors influence your site's conversion rate. If you want to encourage more clicks, it's well worth paying attention to the image that you project to your users. We have to come across as a company they can trust with their data and who will deliver on our promises.